the Power Hour. Welcome.
Welcome to you. This is it. You made it. Saturday. Whatever time it is for you, it's noon for me. That's good. Well, let's see. Get everything set up correctly. Just catch up just a little bit. So I did something interesting. I went over to the we have a Miccosukee Indian tribe that lives in the Everglades and or has places there. And so I went over there for the festival, which was quite fun. And I saw how they used to get the old alligator. Plenty of them over there had an alligator demonstration of how they were able to do it, which is quite interesting. So that was good. And hello from OSU. Hello. I know that place very, very well. I used to live on 13th and Chittenden, if you know where that's at. So lived in Reynoldsburg for a little bit, too. There you go. Hello, everybody. Hello, Bruce's. We're going to start here in a second. Now, the format of the show is we're going to start with the presentation. And then about halfway through, I will, what will I do? I'll stop and take a break and go through the room. I don't know how much I'll be able to go through the room because there's 300 of you right now, but I'll go through it quickly. I'll show you some things we're working on. Nick will put in some links into the chat. Now, you'll want to look at the chat because it has links in there. So if you want Wings credit for this, the only way you can get it is to click on the link in the chat. If you put Wings credit or something like that in the chat, we won't do anything with it. So it's got to be, you got to click onto that because it's an automated process then, right? And then it doesn't take any length of time. If we have to manually put those in there, it takes too long. So we won't do it. All right. Just so you know, but there are good links in there. We'll talk about those here in just a little bit. And we will open up the room in the second hour. It'll be open mic. So you don't have to, I know you think it's only an hour, which is true. The show is only 1 hour, but we open up the room in the second hour for you to comment, say things, talk about anything. Whatever you want to do, it's open. And in 2025, we're adding a third hour, just so you know. So this will be coming out in your email, so you'll be aware of it. It's going to be Bootcamp Network, that's what we're going to call it. And it's going to include our show, which is the Power Hour, include 1 hour of open mic. And it will include an hour of somebody like CFI Study Group, NAFI, SAFE, AOPA, Gary Reeves, anybody like that who has good content and they want to talk about it or they want to just add. It's another, so it's basically, if you have a bad weather Saturday, you're in good shape, right? You're going to be able to hang out and listen to our people in our industry talk about what we do. Okay, all right, so let's get rolling here. So let me get the share going and we can talk about some stuff. I have some things to say today, like I don't normally, right? If you know me, and not a day that I don't have a lot to say. God, okay. Let me get this going here. We're going to talk about DP orders. And seeing I was one of them for not a lot of years, I can talk, I think I can talk smartly about it, right? I think so. So let me share this for you. It should be here. Yeah. All right. So this is going to be a review and a little bit of looking into these orders and see what does this all mean and how do I prepare my student or myself for a practical test, like what's off limits, what's not on limits. I saw a post today. If you don't belong to the CFI study group, I think we can put a link in the chat, but you should join because Dorothy, she's here. She says she's feeling a little ill, down in the dumps there, but she's attending. And Rex Scholl, those people, they run that group, and it's a place for CFIs in training or CFIs to go ask questions. There's a lot of mentor CFIs in there, and it's really just a great group to belong to. And so anyway, I saw a post in there. There's a person, they I'd say, I'm new in starting CFI training or whatever it is, and they wanted to know about this FOI stuff. That's the number one question we get at CFI Bootcamp is, how do I study? Well, if you self-study, this is not a self-study rating. There's no home study course approved. If you look at the regulation, it says you must receive instruction in aeronautical knowledge areas for private, recreational, commercial, and the fundamentals of instructing from an authorized instructor. It says that. And all the other ratings, it says, or a home study course, not for this one. So anyway, so that's the first thing I would tell them is get with someone who knows this information, like us or someone else like us. And then the next thing is then he said, how is it like typically tested? And I'm going to give you the answer. There is no one way it's tested. Every DP is going to test it differently. Some will be similar, but there's not going to be a format where you can say, oh, it's always going to be like this. It's the most variable thing you've ever seen in your life, which is why we need standardization within the FAA. And AFS 800 needs to standardize. They're going to do it, But boy, I wish I were king and I were over there, and I would like to lead that group and standardize all this stuff. So, but anyway, so the answer to that is sometimes we have one DP that tests it all by scenario, every single thing. There's only a few one-off questions, and there's another DPE that tests it linearly, straight down the book, line by line. What is this? What does this mean? What does this mean? What is a Reaper? Grab guard? Tomato flames? Whatever you want to say, right? All this stuff. So it's highly variable. So then the question then is, how do I prepare? Well, if you come to a place like us, we don't teach to a test, but we already know 90% of how it's going to go and what you really need to prepare for. For example, one of our DPEs, he hates it when you bring on FARs that are tabbed. Okay, but yet the next DP we're like, why aren't your FARs tabbed? So it's like this. So it's the devil, right? And eventually we'll get to there. All right, so let's look at these orders, because the orders drive what the FAA requires pilot examiners to do. And if you know what the orders are and where the orders are and what's in them, you can way better prepare your students. So, and if you're in training, this is for you. Okay, so let's get on it. Let's get with it here. Let's get busy. All right.